seated. Hallelujah. I'm going to do my best to get through this morning. I go to the doctor to see what's causing all this stuff with my throat. But I told Pastor, I said, now it's really acting up, and I think it's just the enemy right now. But anyways, last night as I was sitting, I hadn't had anything prepared, but I didn't want to tell him. Because if I would have told him, he would have went ahead and said, she comes to me every week and does it to him, and she doesn't have anything prepared, but she'll get it prepared. So, just a joke. Just a joke. But anyways, as I was sitting there, I didn't know quite what I was going to do, but it was just like in a minute, the Lord spoke this verse to me. And I thought, well, maybe that's what I'm supposed to be speaking about tomorrow. So I'm going to talk this morning from Isaiah 43, and I'm going to talk about the power and the majesty of God, our sovereign God. Hallelujah. Verse 1, it says, but now, O Jacob, listen to the Lord who formed you, says, do not be afraid, for I have ransomed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. God said that despite Listen to what he says. Is God said that despite the people's spiritual failure, he would show them mercy. Now, that is something to say there. He said he knows our name. He'll call us by name. Oh, that is something good this morning. Something very, very good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But we got to remember, bring them back. He was going to bring them back from captives and restore them. He would give them an outpouring of love. No matter what they did, he was going to show mercy. Hallelujah. He wasn't going to show wrath. He wasn't going to be angry with them. Then the world would know that God alone had done this. We can be grateful that God also treats us mercifully, even though we sin. And we have many shortcomings. God created the nation of Israel, and he had a special relationship with his people. God redeemed them out, and he called them by name to be the one who belongs to him. God often protects Israel in times of trouble. Don't you feel like that at times? That he's right there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When he allowed his people to suffer destruction and captivity, he was preparing them for redemption later. God wants a special relationship with us too. Since we belong to him, we bear his wonderful name, and we do bear his name. If you're a Christian, we bear Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We must remember that he is always, always with us. We must learn to cling to him during times of adversity because only his merciful love is strong. Strong enough to give us freedom from evil's destruction. Oh, thank you, Jesus. In verse 2, it said, when you go through the deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through the rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fires of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you. Think about that this morning. When we go through rivers of difficulties, we will either drown or we'll grow strong as we learn to keep our heads above the water. Hallelujah. If you try to make it with your own strength, you will likely drown. If you invite the Lord to go with you, he will be in the river with you, and he will teach you how to navigate the treacherous water. For I am the Lord your God. Hallelujah. The Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I gave Egypt as a ransom for your freedom. I gave Ethiopia and Seba in your place. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I haven't finished all because I wanted to do the whole thing, but I thought, no, I'll save it. But this morning, I want you to see just how much God loves you. He is just waiting for us to be obedient. When we go through deep waters, when there's difficulties, God is going to be there with us. You will not drown. We will either drown or we're going to grow strong. And myself, I'd rather grow strong. Hallelujah. I'd rather grow. You know, I got to thinking about this morning when I was sitting in the office, and I thought, we'll grow strong. You know what? You don't grow strong unless you're going to read the Bible. You don't grow strong unless you at least listen to the preacher man. You don't grow strong having your own way. And you definitely don't grow strong when you're back and forth to church, to church, to church. Because the only thing that does is confuse you. And you never get into the Word. You never become mature enough because you're tossed to and fro. You want to listen to what everybody has to say. You don't want to set underneath authority. And authority is a must. Hallelujah. We cannot lean on ourselves. We have to put our trust in Jesus. Our emotions, they're fickle. We don't know from one day to the next what it's going to be like. When we pass through trouble and affliction, we will not be destroyed, for He is with us. We are precious and we are honored in His sight. Oh, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. That ministered to me last night as I was going over all this. And when I come in again this morning, it ministered to me. So I know when the Lord lays something on my heart, it isn't only for me, it's also for the church. We need it. We need it. We need it now more than we ever needed it before. We need God's Word, and we need it down in our hearts, and it needs to be right. It can't be, it's my opinion. That don't work. That don't work. It don't work. It's got to be God, all the way God, all the way God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, I come to you this day, Lord. And I worship your name, and I thank you, God, for who you are. Lord, I give you all the glory and all the praise, Lord. I know, God, right now that you're with those that are sick. I know right now, God, you're going to touch Carolyn, and I'm believing, Father God, for that miracle. I know, God, you're going to encourage these people, Lord. God, be with them. Heal their bodies, Lord. Whatever's going around this church, heal them, Lord Jesus. Oh, let them be set free this morning, Father God. Oh, how that we need you, Lord. We worship your name, and your name is holy this morning. Oh, Lord Jesus, help us right now to be obedient to you, Lord. Let us listen to the songs. Let us listen to what the words have to say to us. Let it be our teacher this morning, Father God. Help each and every one of us, Lord, to be bold for you, Lord God. We are not ashamed of the gospel. We are not ashamed of the gospel. Oh God, I pray this morning for your will to be done. Touch your people, Lord. And I'm asking this in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Please stand, and we're going to sing some more.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. For my eye is on you today. My eye is with you today. I see you, and I know you, and I know what you're going through. But I say unto you this day, lean on me. Trust me. I'll be the one that will guide you. I will direct you in the way that you should go. I tell you to love me. I tell you I am with you, and I am with you always. I tell you to stand straight, be tall, and be bold, for I am your God this day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Come on. Someone asked me earlier, Sister Shag, did Brother Terry get anything on the walls that he was painting? Yes, dear. Yes, dear. It's good to have Sister Tanea with us today. She made it safely with a hubby and a dog for an 8-hour cruise. I said, that'd be better than ours. We'd have at least 3 with us. If you have your Bibles, I want you to turn with me . And if you're wondering, I wasn't on my phone playing a game. I was resetting my generator a little bit to see if that would help me as I administered the word. Ephesians chapter 3. I'm going to be reading verses 14 through 21. 20 and 21, when we get down to it, you'll see it's one that I quote quite a bit. Because we serve a God who is able. He's not just enough. He's not just more than enough. For you see, it says, exceedingly, abundantly, above all. That means he is top notch, A1, go getter. Distractions. I'll try and be nice. Ephesians, I said try. Don't hold me to it. You know me. Ephesians chapter 3. Starting at verse 14, Paul's got it ready to go. This is Paul's prayer for the church at Ephesus. But it's also a prayer that Paul has for the church today. And who is the church today? It's not this building. It's the individuals who come and sit. It's the individuals who visit us on our website or our app or go through Rev Media TV and watch this live stream. But it's also those who come and listen. For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you. Now this is Paul's prayer for Ephesus. That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory. Not stopping there, but to also be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man. We don't minister enough. We don't preach enough. We don't teach enough about the inner strength that we can have through that relationship with Jesus Christ, but also through the Holy Spirit who empowers us, who directs us, who guides us and gives us words of wisdom beyond measure. Verse 17. The reason he wants to do this is that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. I've never personally seen Jesus. I don't know which picture in our world of Jesus resembles him, if any of them. But one day I'm going to see him face to face. And so are you. That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love, God's love, agape love, that unconditional love. Because guess what? You didn't deserve what you have. There's none of us that do. But it's because of the blood of Jesus Christ, who sets the captive free. Verse 18, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height. Verse 19, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. That's where I go back to my first statements. Jesus isn't just enough. Jesus isn't just more than enough. He's over and above. He's outlandish with his generosity, his mercy, and his grace. But then you got verse number 20. Now, whenever you need it, whatever you need, now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. I always pause here. I don't know about you, but I can think pretty big. I can dream big. God's got it. Why? Above all that we can ask or think. According. Because. This is why I will do it. The message. His eyes is upon us. He'll keep us. He'll direct us. He'll guide us. He'll give us the instructions. All you got to do is listen to him. Amen? According to the power that works in us. What's working in you? Is it the Holy Ghost? Is it the Word of God? Is it the blood of Jesus Christ? Then you have verse 21. To him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus. To all generations, how long? Forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. It does not end until you hear the trump of God sound. Or you hear the words, well done, thou good and faithful servant, enter in. Paul's prayer for you today means the same as what it did. We're here today for one thing and one thing only. And that's to worship our Lord and our Savior, but also our soon coming King. We've got a lot to be thankful for. You've come because you desire to come and worship Him together with other believers. You wanted to receive something from your time here today. You wanted to be touched by God and have this peace that passeth all understanding. And hopefully you've come that you're a better person. Not that you've checked off a box and you've come. I've been faithful and I've tithed. I've been faithful. Check that box in your attendance today. But Paul's prayer is so, so mighty. I understand that we all have different needs. Some right now are physical needs, need the healing touch. Sister Carolyn needs cancer to be gone. But there's also some emotional needs that need to be met. It's okay to say you're hurting. Because if you don't say that you're hurting, God wants to hear it from you. And believe me, all of us have spiritual needs. What I face in my life as pastor, as your shepherd, many of you might not have those same things that come against you. Is she trying to be my errand? Give out a big amen. There you go. You keep it up, girl. 1st, we must realize he's here. And more than you want him to bless you, he wants to bless you. He wants to spread the joy. He wants to give you the love, that love that can love the unlovable. Amen. God just wants to meet our needs accordingly. And then go that extra mile. Amen. Let's take a look at Paul's prayer and see if something he prayed for would also help us today in 2025 at LPA. We need to hear, as the Bible says, what the Spirit is saying unto the church. It's time that the church start listening, paying attention to that small, still voice. I still love the times reading the Word of God, many a times reading it more than once, going 10, 15 times as I've read the Bible through, probably about that much in a year's time, you know, doing it that way. But each and every time, sometime or another, the Word will just pop out at you. Like, man, I never seen that before. Why didn't you show me that before this? I didn't need it before that. I'm so thankful that God has revelation power. And in these last days, we need it even more. The Rhema Word of God. That fresh newness that only the Holy Spirit is able to give. If there were ever a day we needed the words of God to be instilled in our hearts, it is today. God's Word never loses its power. God's Word does not change. Mankind might change the words, but God still says, if it's black, it's bad. If it's light, it's good. Amen. Let's take a look at this. The first part, verse number 14. For this reason I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Then go into verse 15, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of glory to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man. We need the strength and the might and the power of the Holy Ghost. John described the Holy Ghost as Holy Ghost and fire. We need the fire of God. We need to be motivated. We need things cleansed out of our minds and our hearts. Because there's evil in this world. The last month or two, you can really see it. Really bad. But it's a spiritual battle. God's got it. Or God's got at least what you surrender to Him. Why? Because it's not by power nor by might, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Amen. But God's doing an inner work on us, directly moving and ministering in the way that we need Him to move and minister in. Physically, emotionally, financially, spiritually, relationships need to be mended and healed. And it's only by the power of God. Not in our strength, but in His strength. And what does the Bible say? The joy of the Lord is my strength. Isn't that what you sang about? Joy? Joy, joy, joy down in my heart. Where? Understand it. Let it go into the noggin. Let it penetrate all the dumb things that we've done. What we sat around and complained about. And think how foolish, how much time you wasted on stuff like that. When we have the power, we've got the power. Number two, for the dwelling of Christ in us. It's in our hearts, it's in our souls, not within us, but in us. Because God will never leave you nor forsake you. He'll always be right there for you. It says, just at the mention of His name. Whose name? Allah? Buddha? Muhammad? Democrats? Republicans? Jesus Christ. Dwelling in our hearts, letting the Holy Spirit in us. What does the Scripture say? I know this is not Christmas time. I think, though, some of our worship team had 2 fall people and 4 Christmas people. Had 1 in red and 3 in green. It's weird things that I think about when I'm up here on the platform by my little lonesome. But understand, God is in control. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Our hearts can be revived. How? By faith. Faith. Simple, childlike faith. This shouldn't be a new divine revelation of some powerful scriptures, but it should reinforce us, should it uplift us and pick us up and say, everything's going to be all right, no matter what you're going through. No matter how many ups and then downs, up and down. You get encouraged by a doctor's report of a test. And then another doctor comes in and tells you something different. But I think of the scripture, whose report will you believe? Brother Paul, I like what you told Brother Jeff today. You still believe. It's not going to be by human hands. But I also liked what you responded back, Brother Jeff. I'm going to tell on you too. Not sure if this is quite exactly as you said it, but you said you didn't care, you just wanted to know that the healing was going to take place. And it's coming. Just like Carolyn's. Whatever Sister Perry has going on, whatever Sister Karen has going on, God's taking care of her excuses. Well, there's a few of you still awake. The third thing that the prayer shares with the church today is the rooting and grounding in love. This must be practiced. The love of God active and alive in your life. Brother Joe, I'm going to tell on you. No. Sometimes we like to reach out and touch someone. That's not treating you very fairly. Anybody, can I have a witness? See, you're not alone. But you keep telling yourself it's because of the love of God in you. Because of your faith. You don't know how you do it, but keep on doing it. Because God rewards that. God will keep bring your reward so that it can be revealed. That rooting and grounding in love is not a temporary thing. It must be active and alive daily, upon momently, upon secondly, every moment or second of the day. Grounded just simply means settled, to have a foundation, to be stable, and lastly, to be established. We don't arrive in that condition. We strive to be in that condition. Because it's a full-time job. It's surprising all the dirty looks that other drivers can give you. Well, the way you drive, no wonder. That's why all our grandkids wanted to ride with her. She still thinks she's driving a Honda, a little red one. Just remember, Linda, I'm your outlaw. The love of Christ is a solid rock, the firm foundation. We can be unshakable, unmovable, unstoppable, simply by standing on what God's Word says to us. I know you'll never be able to stand and pray and say, well, I better not say that. I'll let that one alone. For another time and another place. Our scripture. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that I ask or think, according to the power that works within us. That works within us. To him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations, still able to do what he said he would do. He's just looking at for some candidates. Jesus, here I am. Commander in chief, bring us to attention. Give us instructions to send us forth. Revived and alive in 25. Is God still able? Oh, yeah. We've got 4 months, 3 months, 3.5 months left. I'm looking for some more miracles. God's able to take what the enemy brings for evil and turn it for good. Amen? But our scripture, Matthew 7, 7 and 8, it simply says ask. What you need, ask him for it. Man, my kids don't have any apprehension. Now, grandkids, they've got special authority. Am I right, Landon? But grandkids don't either. Dad, grandpa, great-grandpa. I'd really like so-and-so, whatever it is. And usually, grandma will give in. Does everybody know what stash is? I used to have 150 and usually multiple bills tucked away somewhere in my wallet. Not anymore. Our grandkids are getting big. They want steak to eat, good clothes. And grandma likes spending money. Only when what? Oh yeah, she has to go along. Can't leave her at home. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock, even if it means knocking on the hard head. It will be opened to you. Verse number 8. Is there a limitation to who? Everyone. Anyone who asks receives. And he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, it will be opened. Straightforward. Honestly, the truth of God's Word is real. Try Him. Prove Him. In these next few months, we've got a few projects. Next Sunday morning, as part of the offering, we're going to be receiving a special offering. And this was one of the things that I was also doing before I changed the settings in my generator. Next week we're going to have an offering for Christmas drive-through. Trish limited God to $750. What was it when I asked you, what do we need? What do you need? Who's right? She was going to settle on $1,000 or $750. You say, Pastor, is that too difficult? No. I could get into my vision of a building that we're not going to use the Sanctinasium. Sanctinasium is a combined sanctuary and gym. There'll be two separate areas. And that will be 750 to 1,000 seating. That's the next step. I believe that we can raise $1,000 easily. And that's what we're going to do next week. My instructions to you. I know it's Fair Week, and as you're walking around looking, deciding on what you're going to spend your money on, ask the Lord. I said to prepare your heart for the offering next week. We don't know how many hundreds of people is going to travel through that drive-thru. It's going to be something similar to Richland County Fair, what they used to have for their Christmas decorations. But we have 50 feet that's going to be responsible for Lighthouse Pentecostal Assembly. It'll be something that we'll be able to put up and reuse next year as well. And of course, add to it. Amen. So I want you to prepare your heart. Gentlemen, prepare your wallets. And I didn't leave the ladies out. Don't leave your purses at home, ladies. Maybe you're that person that has that 100 stashed away that would like to bless someone that will drive through in the month of December. Don't leave your purse at home either. But let God have it all. Because it's His anyhow. We're just stewards. And hopefully good stewards. Now, if we get 1,200, 1,500, 2,000, what can she spend that on? It'll be on that project. It won't be taking the pastor out to eat. But prepare your hearts. When we think of that scripture, now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that I ask or think, according to the power that works within you, he's there to strengthen you, to guide you and direct you. If God tells you to give the whole thousand, you better do it, because you'll be miserable if you don't. You say, I don't have no thousand. God's got ways. Give and it shall be given back to you. Pressed down, shaken together, shall men give into your bosom. Amen. Would you stand with me? I want to give an opportunity. If you are one that might possibly had your heart pricked today, that you haven't been living to the fullest extent of a blessed life, I open up these altars. Well, they've already been opened, but I welcome you into this altar area. The Holy Spirit welcomes you, wants to wrap his loving arms around you. You don't know how he's going to do it, but I know for sure he can do it. He not only can do it, he will do it. If that's you, I want you to come forward. Let us pray with you.